knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
With a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a bar again. Laughter is calling for you.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
Angelinos. Oh, hey, listen, I'm glad you called. Have you rented my building yet? No. Well, why not?
Mr. Angelino, oh, you're on the phone.
Well, you're getting brighter all the time. Now, look.
Thank you, sir.
You've got to understand
something. I just thought you might like to try some of the minestrone.
Then get it!
Soup coming right up.
Now, you listen. I've already got one restaurant. I can't afford to have a second one sit around empty. Now, why can't you rent it? It's got a fully equipped kitchen. Yeah, I know, times are tough, but there must be someone crazy enough to want to...
Here's your suit, Mr. Angelino.
Why, thank you.
My pleasure.
Son.
No problem.
Like I was saying, for the right young chef, this could be the opportunity of a lifetime. His own restaurant. Isn't that what every young chef dreams about? Could he ask for anything more? Of course, it would have to be someone with initiative, but not impulsive. Tough enough to run a kitchen, and still charming enough to deal with the customers. But who? Who? Oh, wait a minute. I know just the person. He's right under my nose. Young, talented, energetic. Oh, I just know in my heart he couldn't do it.
Yippee.
On the other hand, I could tear the building down, turn it into a parking lot.
No, Mr. Edson. Ah!
Tripper. Tripper. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Give you the opportunity of a lifetime.
Janet?
Yeah?
Are you sure I can't fix your snack?
Oh, no, Terry. You know I started my diet again this week.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
I wish I could be like you, Janet. You know, I eat and eat and eat, and I just can't seem to gain an ounce.
How awful for you.
Maybe I should go into the other room, huh?
No! Don't be silly. This doesn't bother me.
Are you sure?
Be positive. I'm positive.
Well, okay. It really isn't very good.
It doesn't look good. No, it doesn't.
Oh. I see. You just want to finish what's on your nose, huh? Whatever about that diamond stuck.
I did it!
What?
Girls, you are not going to believe this.
What?
I have sensational news.
What?
Wait till you hear.
No, will you please just tell us the news?
You got to sit down first. Terry, over here. Janet, you sit right there.
Wait.
Okay, are you ready?
We are.
Wait, Larry's got to hear this. Call him.
What is with you? Are you in love? Are you engaged? Are you on something?
I never know these days.
Something.
Larry says he's got his hands full, very full.
Give me the phone. I'll get him down here.
Okay.
Money!
Jack, would you please tell us what's going on?
Just as soon as Larry gets here.
Jack, come on. Larry has got a girl up there. Babette. You think he's going to come running down here just because you yelled...
Money? What about money? Larry, I got something to tell... Furley! We forgot Furley.
Wait, Jack!
Hi!
You know what time it is?
Mr. Furley, wait till you hear this.
I can hear it from my place. People are trying to sleep.
Just get in here. Would you come in?
Okay. We're all here. Now you can tell us.
I'll be glad to. Pipe down!
Mr. Furley, not you. Would you tell us, Jack?
Yeah. What about the money?
Janet, remember when we met right here 6 years ago? Remember what I said I wanted more than anything else in the world?
Yes, and the answer is still no.
Are you two finished reminiscing? Remember, there are other tenants in the
building. Remember the dream I had.
We have rules and regulations. No banging, no screaming.
You mean a dream about having your own restaurant someday?
You have your own restaurant?
Yes.
See, that's just the sort of thing I'm talking about. Your own restaurant?
Jack!
And the restaurant!
Yeah.
Tell us about the money. Jack, tell us about the restaurant.
No, it's Angelino owns another restaurant that's just standing empty.
What, so he offered it to you?
Yeah, well, all I have to do is pay him the rent and 10% of everything I take in.
Oh, that's great, buddy. That's congratulations.
So I always knew you could do it.
I just can't believe it's happening to me, my own restaurant. I just can't wait to start cooking.
Speaking of cooking, I better get back to Babette. Well, good luck, Jack. I hope you make a fortune.
I can't miss. Who knows? Pretty soon I'll probably buy a car from you.
Tell me more about this restaurant.
Yeah, Jack, what are you going to call it?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I'd like everybody to know it's my restaurant. I'd like them to know it's French, so...
Then why not call it Gay Paris? Well, it was just a thought.
When can we see it, Jack?
Yeah. Anytime. It's right nearby in Ocean Vista. I got the keys on me.
Oh, how about right now?
I'll drive you. You're going to love this car. It's perfect for you.
Let's get dressed. Okay.
Never mind that. Just put on a coat.
Okay.
Oh, Larry, what about Babette?
She'd have to throw on more than a coat.
Come on, girls. Here it is, 834. I guess this is it. I can't wait to see the inside.
Jack, I bet it'll be cute.
Hurry up and open the door.
Yeah, I feel as if people can see through my coat.
No, I can't.
Do you know something?
What?
I have waited for this moment all my life.
Oh. Will you open the door?
Jack, I am so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm all goosebumps.
Oh, Mr. Furley, you're excited for Jack, too, aren't you?
No, there's a draft coming up my leg.
Hey, don't you think somebody should make a speech?
Sure.
All right, yeah. Open the damn door!
Good speech. Yeah. All right, welcome to my future. So much for my dream.
No, Jack, it's
that's just what I was gonna say.
Jack, it really isn't that bad. I mean, I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah, he was in World War II.
I'm just kidding.
Better get rid of these folding chairs.
Jack, just take a look at that wall. Just take a look at that wall. What do you see?
Holes, cracks, grease stains, torn wallpaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that supposed to cheer me up?
Don't you see what I'm getting at? Instead of the torn wallpaper, you could put up a great big poster of the Eiffel Tower. And then over these grease stains, you could put a nice long picture of the French Riviera. Or maybe a map of the wine regions in France. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah! Turn the place into a travel agency! What do you think?
Shh!
Yeah, but I was just... Shh! Yeah, but I... Shh!
You know something? Maybe you're right, Janet.
Yeah?
Think about it. A coat of paint could really lighten this place up.
Sure.
How about some curtains, huh?
Yeah.
Little flowery
paint. I could get you a really good deal on flowers.
Oh, from your shop.
Of course.
And some new wallpaper.
Hey, now you're talking. I guess I'll have my little bistro after all.
Yeah!
Yeah,
there you go, buddy.
The whole thing shouldn't cost you more than $2,000 to $3,000 to fix the place up.
What?
Not even counting labor.
Wait a minute. No, forget the labor. We could do the work ourselves.
Yeah, we can all pitch in and just fix this place right up.
I'd be happy to supervise.
And I'll teach you how.
Hey, just a minute. Where am I going to get $3,000?
From the bank.
Oh, forget it, Larry. Banks have guards and alarms and little cameras that take your picture.
No, I'm talking about borrowing the money.
Me?
Dude, it'll be a snap. After all, you own your own restaurant. How can they say no?
You really think so?
Of course I do. That $3,000 is as good as yours.
I'll do it!
Better make that $3,100.
Okay, Janet, here it is, my life savings.
Not much of a life, was it?
Well, I think it'll be enough for a down payment to get all the supplies we need.
Oh, Jack, are you sure we shouldn't wait until you get the loan before I go spend all your money?
Janet, I have waited all my life for this. I'm not waiting any longer.
Okay, just so you know what you're doing.
Trust me. And Janet, listen, thank you for all your help. You've been terrific.
Oh, Jack.
I'll always remember this.
Jack. How quickly they forget. Bye, Jack.
Bye,
Janet!
Right.
What happened?
Oh, I went to sit down and I missed your seat. I mean, my seat, chair here. It's no problem.
Did you hurt yourself?
Only where it doesn't show. You know, I've got so much on my mind lately, wheeling and dealing, what with financing one of my new restaurants.
Oh, you're here for a loan.
Well, it's just a mere formality. I found myself suddenly in a positive cash flow position. I thought I'd get my equity on the upside. You know, I don't want to let my net get too gross.
What?
That's just bankers mumbo jumbo. They all talk like that here.
They do?
Yeah. I guess it makes them feel important or something.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, there's so much more I could teach you.
Really?
How about tonight? Late supper.
How about now?
Now?
Oh, didn't I introduce myself? I'm Louise Prescott, the loan officer.
You're the loan?
Please have a seat. And this time, keep your eye on the chair.
Yes. So you're the... Ah, it says right there, the loan officer, huh? Well, this bank is pretty lucky to have such
name?
A lovely... Jack Tripper. It's an old English name. I'm named after one of my seafaring ancestors, Tripper the Skipper. See, he was a little light on his feet, so they called him Skippy, so the story goes.
Do you have any experience running a restaurant?
Well, I was head chef at Angelino's for the past year. As a matter of fact...
Have you ever managed a restaurant?
Well, I managed to get a job at Angelino's.
That would be no management experience.
Well, you don't have to put that down.
Assets.
You don't have to get personal either.
Do you own a car, a home?
Oh. Not now, but someday I hope to,
Do you have any collateral?
What's that?
Banker's mumbo jumbo. Do you have any security for the loan?
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Well, as a matter of fact, I have a savings account here for the past 5 years at this very branch. Mm. What are you doing?
Checking your current balance.
Oh.
$5.95.
Well, you see, I was here earlier.
I'll say this for you. You've got nerve.
Asking you for a loan?
Asking me for a date. I'm sorry, Mr. Tripper, but you see, this bank cannot give money to someone who can't pay it back.
Well, I think that's pretty selfish of you.
Mr. Tripper, this interview is over.
Fine with me. And another thing, you can forget about our date tonight.
Please don't bother. Be careful or you'll hit the, alarm.
Is it lunchtime?
It's all right. He was just leaving.
Do you guys validate? No, sorry. I don't have a car anyway, so if I did, I'd be happy to get a ticket from you.
Sure.
I'm leaving. It's the last time I'm talking.
Okay, and then this will be for the curtains. What do you think?
Well, if you want my opinion.
I love it. It's perfect.
Terry, I knew you'd like that. I did. Yeah. And then how about this for the wallpaper?
Oh, actually, it looks a little...
Wonderful! I love it. It's perfect.
Thank you, Terry. Oh. Thank you very much. You know what? I cannot wait to get started on all this. You know, me too. I'm excited. Why don't we just get right down to it? Okay, let's see. Terry, you sew the curtains.
Okay.
I'll paint the tables and chairs. Okay. Mr. Furley, you put up the wallpaper.
Wait a minute. I thought I was supposed to supervise.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Terry, you sew the curtains. Janet, you paint the tables and chairs. And I'll put up the wallpaper.
That's much better, Mr. Furley. Much better.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, good. You're here.
Hi.
Terry, Janet, please tell me you didn't pick up the supplies.
We didn't.
Oh, thank God.
We had them delivered right to the restaurant.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I didn't get the loan.
What? Oh, no, Jack, that's terrible.
And now I can't pay Angelino first month's rent, and he's due here any minute. I knew it was too good to be true.
Oh, come on, Jack. Look on the bright side.
What bright side?
I don't know. That's what people are always telling me.
Jack, maybe we could help you. I've got at least $200 in the bank.
And I have about 90.
You're both very sweet, but that's not enough.
Well... Gosh, there must be somebody who could help. I can't think of anyone.
Mr. Furley, how about you, huh?
I can't think of anyone either.
Oh, that's Angelino now. Great.
Jack, what are you going to tell him?
I don't know.
Jack, oh, my boy, here is your copy of the lease. Oh, you must all be so proud of Jack, huh? You know, the minute I laid eyes on him, I just knew that he had the stuff to be his own boss.
Mr. Angelino, I've run into some problems.
Problems, Jack? Son, if we put our minds to it, there isn't any problem we can't solve.
I don't have the rent money.
Except that.
You see, at the bank,
I don't want to hear excuses, Tripper. I want the rent.
A few days and I'll
have... A few days. Why not a few weeks or a few months? Forget it. The deal is off. Oh, I knew all along you couldn't run a restaurant. You just don't have it in you.
Hey!
I should have had my head examined when I gave you this break.
Mr. Angelino, I'm sure if you just gave Jack a chance, he could make a go of it.
Make a go of it? He's so incompetent, he can't even come up with the rent. Who says he can't? A few measly dollars? You think that's going to stand in the way of a,
a talented young man like Jack from starting his own place? Nursery Bob! Not with Ralph Ray around! You want the money? I'll give you the money!
Do you have a pen?
Certainly, sir. That's Frank Angelino. 1L.
Okay. Now, look, Mr. Furley.
Oh, just hold your thought, Jack. This won't take but a second. Oh, this. Cheap pen. Ralph Furley. All right? You just fill in the amount of the rent and stop wasting Jack's valuable time.
Keep it. Congratulations, Jack. You got yourself a restaurant.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Angelino. You won't regret this.
Oh, I know you'll make a big success out of it.
Well, I'll give it all I've got.
Oh, I hope you'll do better than that.
I did it! I did it! I got the restaurant!
Congratulations!
Oh, Harry, thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you,
Janet. Jack. Thank
don't forget
you.
About Mr. Furley.
Oh, right. Mr. Yes. Furley.
Don't even think about it.
Mr. Furley, I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart and to tell you I'm going to pay you back every nickel of that $800.
Don't worry about it, Jack. No problem. It's only... Hey, $800?
Mr. Furley?
Couch!
Hey, Larry, what are you muttering about?
I don't see why we need a secret ballot just to name your restaurant.
Come on, Larry. It's just so that nobody gets their feelings hurt if their suggestion is rejected.
Thank you, Janet.
You're
Terry?
Welcome. Okay.
All right, okay. All right. Our first suggestion. La Grande Cuisine. Boy, talk about pretentious. But it is a suggestion worth considering.
I promise?
Trust me. Number two, Babette's. Oh, no. Forget it, Larry.
What makes you think that was mine?
Get out of here. Let's see. Voulez-vous?
You're reading that wrong. It's supposed to be... Voulez-vous.
That gets my vote.
These names are too fancy. I'm opening up a small French bistro, not a big expensive restaurant. Froggies.
Well, it is French, isn't it?
I'm not going to name my restaurant Froggies,
Mr. Hold! Look, how hard can it really be to come up with a name for Jack's Bistro?
That's it.
What's it?
That's perfect.
Perfect? What's perfect?
Jack's Bistro.
I know, but what are we going to call it?
That's it.
That's it? What a stupid name.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.